All right, call our meeting to order. Got Commissioners Straffus and Pennell, and Mr. Strahan is out today. First, we got payroll.
Motion to approve payroll as presented.
Second, discussion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we got minutes.
I'll move that we approve May 28th, 6-1, 6-2, 6-3, and 6-4 with those minor grammatical changes.
Second, discussion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Mr. Pennell, as also at the airport board meeting yesterday, there was a motion by the airport board to discontinue Jefferson Bus Line's bus service. They cited numerous reasons, but it is the recommendation by vote to unanimous to discontinue the Jefferson Bus Line. So I would move that we terminate the contract with Jefferson Bus Line with Taney County and to expire based off the contract's expiration. I think there's some, I think it's 30 days once the signatures are received by Jefferson. So it won't be immediate, but we are starting the process by this vote. So my motion is to discontinue service and whatever contractual obligations we have, we maintain.
The written contract calls for 30 days advance written notice to terminate it. We don't know whether there's a contract because we don't know whether they've signed it or not. So it'd be best to just give them the written 30 days notice, whether there's a contract or not, that basically they have 30 days from the date of our letter to terminate services at the airport.
Is, and I know I haven't got a second yet. I know it's coming though, but my question is, do I need to put in a letter to go out today notifying them?
We could do that, yes.
Should that be part of the motion?
Sure.
And would you also add, and a letter drafted by the county counselor and signed by the presiding commissioner notifying them in writing of the termination?
So the bottom line is that the earliest legal that works for everybody type of thing is what we're talking about,
yep.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Second. More discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. What else?
That is all that's on the agenda today.
We will be bringing up, we couldn't get it posted for today, another issue that came up at the airport, and that's the islands, and that's Thursday or Friday. It's posted.
It is posted for Friday.
It'll be discussed at that time.
Right.
So we got folks bumping into them because the lights aren't there anymore.
Yeah,
is that right?
It's pretty bad.
They either need to be leveled or painted bright orange or something.
And they suggested level because Mark was saying that they're actually paved underneath them. So if we just remove, we can literally knock the curbs off, take the gravel away. The electricity is already terminated at the subsurface level, so it should be a pretty quick.
But anyway, that's
from a liability
right. Later this week.
The only other thing that I was going to bring up, I was going to bring up until I just.
Well, let me talk about something. Maybe you'll remember.
Yep. Cannibaldi.
How about we, one of us contact Mr. Preston to bring that to his attention if it's not already?
I did.
Already
he's supposed to be here Friday to talk about it.
Okay.
Yeah, I invited him to the meeting.
Okay, good deal.
Cannonball Loop, just went a little FYI, they were annexed in by the city of Branson last night. The nuisance problem that we've had, they were actually got annexed in. So that's what I was told by...
No, that's not correct, I don't believe. I was at the meeting.
Right, that's what Rayanne and Dean said. I was there with them this morning, and they said the house, that the burned-down structure, in writing, they promised to demolish it.
Right, but that's not the one we've been dealing with. The one we've been dealing with here is not that property.
Really? There's more than one burned-down structure over there?
Well, the structure that we've been talking with Mr. Kenyon about is not burned down. They had, you may have picked that up because Bob mentioned there was a fire next door that melted some siding.
Gotcha. So maybe
the house is all still there.
Well, I remember that it melted, but...
The one that we've had our conversations about is almost in the middle of the property.
Right.
And the one that was vacated was out here.
Oh.
And there's also, just FYI, at the meeting, I called and bothered Bob just a minute. What's his name? Gary Leach had some issues about Fountain Street. And I think after much conversation, everything is headed in the right direction. The two properties had changed hands. And so the petition...
Has to be redone.
Has to be redone.
That's what Dean was saying, so...
But anyhow, and there was some talk about the two properties on Fountain Street, and I don't know if that was the burned out one. I didn't know about the Cannonball burned out, but maybe it was burned out too. But anyway, there was a commitment on the two properties on Fountain Street.
Oh, really?
To tear them down. One of them, I think, had been rented recently or something, and there was some conversation there. But anyway, yeah, this one we're not off. That's
not still the hook yet.
But anyway,
all right.
They had a good presentation on the
sports,
what they're wanting, and they mentioned the county. And
I'm on that subcommittee.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, and
at the chamber.
Uh huh.
Good.
They appointed me a month ago, or asked me two months ago if I would serve on that sports board. A lot of ideas, a lot of dreaming, a lot of goal setting. I told them right now in the county's position, we kind of need something more tangible for us to actually help with versus, if you want us to pursue grant money or whatever money, we kind of physically need to know what the property looks like. And my conversation was, there is grants out there. Cheney County's not right now in a position to loan, to give money out to fairgrounds or to parks. But if there is a grant out there, we would sure be more than happy to pursue it. But we need physical locations before we can really move forward on it. So,
yeah.
There's been conversation, but I see the potential economic, the economics of it. It's just a matter of how does the county play in this. I think the city's still scratching its head and it's figuring out how the city plays in this too. So.
It's a big chunk, but it is certainly, I'm sure you agree, something worth
putting
some energy behind because they've looked at that. Mr. Logan. Okay.
That's it.
That it?
Yes, sir.
We'll recess. Did you need to speak to us?